This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Weekend sports with a difference.
Yeah, I really shouldn't be drinking.
Oh, really? You learned that in med school? That you obviously didn't get into?
A look at the weekend in sports with the inside story on the Blazers, the Ducks, and the Beavers. This is Sports Sunday with Mike Lynch.
At least I have my own bed.
Your bed is a car.
Yeah, but it's a sweet car.
And Rashad Taylor.
He's a very gifted singer.
I'm really, really good.
How good?
I've been called the songbird of my generation.
Stop.
By people who've heard me. That good.
On 1080, The Fan.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. We out here.
4-8-2-1, you listening? Will to win a championship. Will to win a championship.
That's two.
Will to win a championship.
And three. Let's start the morning off in a great way.
One more?
With a will to win a championship.
Will to win. Okay.
Yeah.
Five. Will to win a championship. Six. You better finish your first mimosa. We got a text right as we started the show that one of our listeners and his wife are drinking mimosas. Happy Sunday morning to you. And he said, can you talk about LeBron's legacy versus Jordan's supremacy? Every time you say will to win a championship, we'll take a drink. Best drinking game ever.
I love it.
I just went and bashed through the rules of that. Because I didn't talk about LeBron versus Jordan yet. I just said the words for you six times. So go pour yourself another one, okay?
That's awesome. That's a great game. And you
good
know
morning.
What?
It's 9 a.m. and you've just finished one or maybe more mimosas. Who
and
knows?
I may be playing that later this evening. That sounds like a fun game.
So you're gonna drink with The Last Dance?
I am.
Mm.
And I'll consider.
That is interesting.
I don't know if will to win a championship will be the phrase that I
drink.
Choose. There's another one for you. I don't know if that'll be the phrase that I choose, but there's a lot of little cliches that they use for Jordan in there, and I'll just pick one of those and go from there.
You should, I mean, if you have the time today, I mean, what else are you doing? You should put it out on Twitter, a little like mini rule set for the episodes tonight, because that'd be fun. It's the last two episodes, and drinking games with random things is fun.
No,
it's
that's...
like. Oh, I'm going to watch this movie, but we're going to drink when they say will to win a championship drink. And, it's you make the rule set and it's funny.
Yeah.
You should send it out on Twitter.
No, that was a funny thing. We did knock on wood, you know, for what's my guy's name? The coach of the Raiders. And I'm terrible with names.
John Gruden?
That guy. The guy with the hat. What the one that looks like.
Rashad, sometimes
you're terrible with names, is more extreme than I expect.
You know
what's even worse? Like when I was dating and stuff like that, and I would totally forget like her name, and I just wouldn't say it for the rest of the night. I would try hard.
Hey, friend.
No, man, girl, babe, whatever. I would say anything I could until girl, you know, so that's I can be really, really bad at that. But yeah, John Gruden, every time he did the whole knock on wood thing, we were taking a shot, and you'd be surprised how many times during Hard Knocks we got drunk.
Well, there was one
15, 20 minutes of the show.
There was one episode where they did it like back to back. Like they just kept showing clips of John Gruden saying, knock on wood if you're with me. So if it was during that episode, then.
Oh, like, yeah, no. Actually,
10, 15 minutes in, you're
done. That
was
one of the episodes, and we just stopped drinking after a little bit just because it was like, okay, we get it. This montage could go on for a little bit, so we'll leave that alone.
I haven't played a drinking game with a show in a very long time, and I always enjoy it, but I never think to do it. I never have the forethought of like, oh, this is a show that everyone's watching and there's probably a lot of things that happen over and over again. I should make up a drinking game for it. And you saying that makes me intrigued. You should. I'm a little bit too lazy not to do it myself or to do it myself. I know that. So if you put the rules together, I'll play a little drinking game watching Last Dance tonight. Why not?
Word. That's what's up. I'll do it.
Let's do it.
I got it. I'm gonna think of some good ones.
I got some beers in the fridge. I got some liquor in the cabinet. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm gonna think of some good ones. Absolutely. And we'll have that up on Twitter sometime after the show.
This text from P1 Tyler: never watch Harry Potter and drink every time there's magic. Hammered.
No, I'm good. Never watch Harry Potter.
Well, I mean, watch Harry Potter. It's a good movie series.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what he was saying.
Well, he was saying watch it.
I'm joking. I know.
With the game of magic. Okay.
Yeah. I'm probably, I don't know, for whatever reason, man, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, I just never.
The most popular fantasy series of all time.
You know, I never latched onto it for whatever reason. It's just one of those things. Not that it was, that I thought it was bad.
That you thought it was stupid.
I thought it was terrible. No, I was just kind of bored, you know, with it. And I think maybe,
don't like fake worlds then.
I love fake worlds. Marvel is all about fake worlds.
Oh, so that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I just didn't like Harry Potter and stuff. I don't know why. I tried really hard because working with students, you know, that was one of the field trips that we often took. If there were a new Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings coming out, I knew I was going to get a good 3 hours of sleep in the theater. But I would watch for a while, and then I'm just like, oh, this just is not fun. It's all good.
Well,
I'm gonna
at least
sneak out and go to something else.
At least you tried.
Yeah, I think Bad Boys 2 is playing down the hall. I'm gonna go see that.
Not as good as Bad Boys 1, but
actually, have you seen Bad Boys for Life? I saw it in the theater, and I'll be honest,
is that the new one?
Yes.
I did not see that.
I fell asleep like with maybe 20 minutes left because the movie was so long. Not because it was bad, it was just, I felt like it was just really long.
That is the first admission of you turning into an old man in a very long time,
man. So listen,
the falling asleep at a movie in the theater.
So listen, it's one of those things. It was kind of late. It was like the 10:20 showing.
And here comes the excuse.
No, I'm saying it was the 10:20 showing.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of those guys that I may or may not have a pint in the movie theater.
Okay.
May or may not. You know. So sitting there after like a maybe
some
an
places
hour,
it's allowed. So you're allowed to do that.
Well, yeah. How'd this get here?
Yeah, what do you mean? What?
Whoops.
So I'm you know.
You mean
people,
to tell me I've been drinking this?
Yeah. No.
No.
No. It's water. So so add those two things up. And I was just kind of like, by the time it got towards the end, and it was already like 12-something, I was like, okay. And I was asleep. And then I woke up real quick. You know how you catch yourself asleep, and then like wake up, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Was I just sleep? That's kind of, you know.
Except when you do it, like when the other person sees you do it, it's like.
No, yeah, right?
It's like a pure panicked waking up.
Oh, man, like exactly. Right? Like a panic attack, trying to find your breath. But no, it's a good movie. I actually watched it again the other day. It's not as funny as the second one, but it's still a very, very good. So.
All right. Well, there's no movie theaters open now anyway. So
no, take your time. You know what I was thinking about? So I'm watching Love and Hip Hop. Don't ask me why. And don't ask me why. But
when you say don't ask me why, what do you think of it?
Ladies love Love and Hip Hop. There are a lot of girls that love it. I think it's trash. But, you know, all the shows, The Bachelor, I just can't stand them. And so watching Love.
They are terrible.
They're very terrible. You know, they were cool when they first started, you know, but then. They got old.
Not really.
They were pretty cool. Like stuff like you didn't watch Flavor of Love.
I did not.
Or Brett Michaels, Rock of Love.
Oh yeah.
You serious, man? That's great.
I watched the early Real World and Road Rules.
I've Loved New York was just a train wreck. But yeah. I couldn't stop looking.
Those are a household staple at the Fisher home.
Absolutely.
I liked Real World and Road Rules, and then the Real World Road Rules Challenge. Those were fun when I was growing up.
So here's the cool part.
Those still exist, I think.
They still have the challenge, but I don't see the Real World or Road Rules on TV. So it's weird. Like, they still have these challenges with all these people. And I'm like, man, these people are from like 14, 15 years ago, but they're still doing.
It's their job real now. World. That's how they make a living.
I guess.
Keep coming back.
So as I'm watching that, they stopped production because of COVID. And it was crazy. It was like, oh, man. And then I got to thinking, I was like, well, damn, there's not a movie being made. There's not a TV show being shot. We, for a while, might have the last of whatever episodes are out now. These, for a while, will be the last episodes of anything that we see.
Yeah,
and
except
that's
for
crazy.
Oh, yeah, probably for anything.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
unless maybe animated shows, you can have the voice actors come in separate rooms, and maybe those can make, still
course.
Exist.
Yeah, with exceptions of a few things like, again, animation, stuff like morning shows and things like that. Like, I think Good Morning America and all those things, they're still going, you know, working from home, working remotely and everything. But, yeah, stuff that you love, stuff that we like, there's a good chance for a while that we don't have a new episode of anything.
Movies.
A new movie. There's not a movie being shot anywhere in the world right now.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, I'm sure there are, but, as you know, maybe some adult ones, you know, being shot somewhere.
Even,
you know,
there.
Well, yeah, even there, but I'm talking about at home. You know,
really, so that's a lot of bodily fluids there.
Yeah, can't really social distance.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to social distance with that, which is a lot tougher. But, yeah, it's just kind of one of those things, man. Like,
I just pictured some 6-foot thing in my head, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Not what I meant, but you can cut it if you want.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, Lynch, sure. No, but, yeah, it's just kind of makes you think that, man, this could be the case for a little bit, and, you know, hoping sports come back, because that would at least give us some type of normalcy, even if there's not many people participating.
Well, sports have come back. And we are watching live sports right now.
And as long as they stay zoomed in on the field, we have no problems.
Well, we'll start there next. I also want to get into a bit of the local Oregon news, as most of the counties have reopened into phase one. Not us. The three metro area counties, I should say, as us. But Clackamas, Multnomah, Washington, still waiting probably till early June to apply. And then Marion and Polk counties were denied their applications. But otherwise, the rest of the counties in the state have been allowed to reopen in phase one. So I want to talk about that. Obviously, we'll get into The Last Dance. We've got Hate It or Love It in the second hour at 10:30, brought to you by Joe Fish. So that's all coming up on the show today. You can be a part of the program on the fan text line at 55305. Text in your thoughts. We'll interact with you there, or we can read them on the air if they fit the segment as well. So text us there. You can follow us on social media at 1080 The Fan on Twitter. I'm at Mike Lynch 27. Rashad's at TaylorMade503. If he remembers to do it, look there to see for his Last Dance drinking game for tonight.
Oh, he's going to remember to do it.
And then at JoeFish3, F-I-S-C-H, is Joe, our producer. So, coming up next, sports are back, but no fans. And it's a little bit weird, but not as weird as we thought. We'll discuss next here, Sports Sunday on The Fan.
Weekend sports with a difference. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan. She said, "Son,
please beware." It was a beautiful day yesterday. Hopefully the sun comes out today. We get another beautiful day.
Man, this Portland weather, man. This is just as schizophrenic as it gets.
It's been nice, man. I've enjoyed it.
It's not, I mean, yo, it's been super nice. I just wish it would just stay nice for a minute.
Well, it's May.
May flowers? It's not June flowers. April showers bring May flowers.
Whenever did Portland follow May flowers?
It's done it before.
It's like April, May, and early June showers brings June, July, and August flowers. And September and October.
Yeah, but, I mean, when they come, they're awesome. I'm just hoping they can come a little sooner, you know. But, like, yesterday we had a good day for a while.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't.
There's some clouds in the sky.
Yeah, it started raining a little bit, you know. So Friday was I remember it being kind of okay.
Friday was great. Friday was bad in the morning and then got super sunny the rest of the day.
So, yeah, I spent most of the day inside. But, yeah, it's one of those things, man. We got to get these clouds out of the way. I want to get on this river.
So sports are back, sort of. We have a live sporting event on the television, and that is Bundesliga soccer. Of course, I put soccer on. And this is a league that I've very, very, very loosely followed for a couple of years. I don't really watch it at all. But because it's there and it exists as a live sport, I put it on. And we put the sound on during the break a little bit because I wanted to show Rashad, because I watched the games from yesterday. I wanted to show him what it sounded like with no fans. So they're playing with no fans. And the strangest thing, it's not what I expected. It's really, really, really reverberating echoes of the players' voices.
Mm-hmm.
You would think you might be able to more clearly hear the players and what they're saying. I mean, A, they're in Germany, so unless they're speaking English, you probably wouldn't understand it anyway. But if they were speaking English, I don't think you would understand them because the echo is so extreme. It just sounds like they're playing in like an empty gym, except they're playing on a field with the stands. And I guess it's just the way the voices are bouncing off the metal stands and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I was watching the game yesterday morning, and it was, after a while, I got used to it and I stopped noticing that there wasn't any fans. But, and plus I was just excited to have sports back in general, a sport that I liked too. But it was definitely eerie to watch the empty stadium. It was weird.
No, it looks weird just now. Like, and the one thing I was kind of joking halfway during the break is, well, if they just stay zoomed in on the field, they don't have a problem. But then, like, if you turn the volume up, you all of a sudden start hearing the lack of crowd and the lack of participation in the background. And you're right. You're in this big stadium, and the voices are just reverberating off of everything. So you hear every little bit of player chatter. The thing I compare it to is,
but you can't really understand it because it's echoing. Anything.
If you've ever played 2K or Madden or any type of sports related game, and then you can go and turn the crowd volume off and then turn the player chatter up, that's what it sounds like right now. It's like a bunch of guys that are, you know, yelling stuff out to each other that we, again, clearly can't understand because it's, you know, too far away. And I think most of them were speaking
this is Germany.
German. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I wasn't going to be able to understand them anyway. But I don't know. It looks like soccer, which is awesome.
Yes.
But, you know, you start panning out and you see just those first few rows that are empty.
Well, wait till they score a goal and you hear nothing.
Yeah, and that's the one thing, because I did catch a little bit of the 9 a.m. game yesterday. Sorry, Mike was not waking up at 6 a.m. to catch the first matches.
Only Mike Lynch is yesterday. Waking up at 6 a.m.
I know. And I told Luke I was not going to do that, and I did not. So I turned on the last game of the day.
I debated whether or not to do it. Like, I set the alarm, and I was like, if I wake up and I'm too tired, I'm just going to go right back to sleep. And I woke up, and I was like, I was still pretty tired, but I was like, man, it's... The game starts at 6:30. When are you going to wake up anyway? 7:30?
Right.
Just wake up an hour earlier and just watch the game. And I did, and I enjoyed it.
But like you said, when the goals are scored, just at least for the home teams, that sort of like surge from the crowd rising to their feet when that goal strike happens, that's one of the cooler visuals in sports, I think, because everyone is so docile, just kind of waiting for that moment to happen. And then, yeah, on the snap of a finger, just... thousands of people go to their feet in a matter of seconds, and that to me is what I'm missing, at least about the soccer aspect. I don't care if it's Bundesliga or what league it is, but just missing that fan aspect is big.
You were watching Eintracht Frankfurt against Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Yes, that's right.
And Mönchengladbach scored 2 goals in the first 7 minutes.
Yes, that's right. I missed the first one.
They scored in like 30 seconds.
It was like 9:34, and I'm like, oh, crap, I got to put that game on. Oh, they already scored. Nothing, yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's just I was watching the morning game, and Dortmund was at home, and they scored 4 goals. And the first goal went in, and I was like, wait, did that go in? Because there was no reaction. And then the guy who scored ran to the corner and did like his little pointing celebration, and they had to keep their distance. But it's good to have sports back. And I've been saying this on the show. I haven't missed sports like I thought I would. Like, I'm not fiending for it. I'm not sitting there on the weekends or on the weeknights and going, oh my God, I wish there was a game on. But having it back is still great. Like, it's what I've been saying the whole time is, when it comes back, I will watch it because I love sports. I'm just not obsessed, apparently. I thought I was, but apparently I'm okay. But being able to watch it yesterday, it was nice to wake up in the morning and have some coffee and watch some German soccer, because it was like, you know what? This feels like a normal Saturday morning for me, because I would have watched the EPL on Saturday morning and had some coffee and gone for a workout, and that's what I did. So it kind of made life feel more normal again.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Listen, we're gonna have to get used to that. The word normal, this is, and the term I continue to hear and continue to use, is the new normal. This is just kind of what it is. You know, that UFC fight last week, that's normal now. You know, like, so this is what it's going to be for a while, at least moving forward. So if you like sports, if you like watching sports, you might want to get used to the fact that this is what it's going to look like. You know, this is what it's going to sound like. You know, you're not going to have the same participation that you would. You're not going to have that same energy, that raucous energy in the crowd, you know, just defense. Like, that's something that you can't simulate, and you can't, you know, put on the loudspeaker and just hope, you know, people do. I mean, you can. It'll sound stupid, but, you know, it's just one of those things. We're going to have to get used to watching these guys play in situations like this. You know, maybe smaller venues, we'll see, but this is what it's going to look like for now. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, Lynch, because most people, I think they're going to have something to say about it.
Well, so you were asking me the question during the break, or actually, was it before the show, about the NFL coming back with no fans and whether or not that would be the aesthetic, the optics, if I can use generic words, that they would want. Because it will be weird when the Seahawks are playing the Niners in Seattle and the Seahawks score a touchdown and outside of the coaches and the players cheering, it is dead silent. That's strange. Is there a way to make that normal, or is it something we just have to accept? And you were asking, like, well, do you even want them to play in the regular stadiums? Like, they could play in different places. I mean, there's lots of ways I suppose they could do it, but I think the most important decision they have to make is what is normal and what do they want out of the sport coming back. And we, by the way, we don't know what the NFL is doing with or without fans at this point. They've been pretty much just chugging forward as if the season's happening. And they've, I think in the background, they've been talking and making decisions on what would, you know, contingencies on what would happen if they can't play or don't have fans. But what would you want, Rashad, in that scenario? What makes you feel most normal in that situation?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know. Like, I don't know if anything makes it feel, you know, as normal, because right now there's looks like a penalty kick or no. And it wasn't. Wasn't at all. Couldn't tell. I was standing there. But either way, you know, you look and you see.
Good guess,
the fact
though.
That, yeah. You look and you see the fact that there's just nobody there. And it's like, dang, that's. It seems like it's hard to watch. But as a fan, I'll be honest, I don't watch games for the crowd. I could care less, like, who was in the crowd or who's going or anything like that. Does it still look good on the field? Does it still look good on the court? And I think there's still ways to do that. But for the most part, I'm one of those people that I watched that UFC fight last week and had no problem, you know, with the fact that there was no crowd participation, you know. So I don't really – I wouldn't have an issue with it. But I understand there are a lot of people that will. You know, there's always some nitpicky stuff for whatever reason.
Remember, it removes the atmosphere from the game.
It does. But remember last year people – or was it last year? Yeah, I believe it was. People had a problem with the new logos that go on the jerseys. Oh, I'm not watching NBA anymore. That's stupid. Like, I mean – they still watched it.
Yeah, you got over that pretty quickly.
Yeah, people got over that pretty quickly. I think initially there will be some, I'm not watching that, stupid with no fans. But then once they figure out that everybody's watching the game and the Blazer game is back on or the Lakers are playing against, okay, well, let me go ahead and check that out. I just think there's some things that they can do to aesthetically make it look better. You know, so just so you don't have that weird, awkward playing in like a ghost town feel. Because that's what it feels like right now, that they're playing in this big abandoned stadium.
Fan text line is 55305. I'm going to read some of your texts after the break here, but I do want to pose this question as well. Which sport do you think would do the best without fans in terms of feeling the most normal? And I want to hear your thoughts on it, because I do think soccer is one that does feel normal because of the way it's shot and you're focusing more on the players and all that kind of stuff. However, so much of soccer is also the atmosphere of the fans, so I could get the argument against it as well. So text in your thoughts on that, 55305. We'll get to more of that next. First, Joe has SportsCenter.
Weekends were made for sports. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan.
9:32 here on your Sunday morning. Mike, Rashad, Joe with you until 11 o'clock. Fan text line's 55305. Ask the question before the break. Which sport most feels the most normal without fans in attendance? Got a couple of responses. Tennis. Why they stopped is mind-boggling. That is a good point. Generally, tennis players very far apart from each other.
Biggest social distancing sport.
You don't really need the fans there. they stay quiet anyway. They're told to stay quiet. I mean, you get the clapping after good points and whatnot. You know, I guess the ball boy thing and multiple people touching the same ball, I guess, is a question. But they replace those balls so often that, yeah, it is weird to me that they stopped playing tennis. That would be a good one. Golf is obvious, came in. Yeah, golf is can play with no fans. I wouldn't even notice that there was no fans if they were playing golf with no fans. And there is a golfing event today on NBC. It's the tournament thing that they're doing with, like, Rory McIlroy and a couple of other guys. Just a 2v2 tournament. And then NASCAR came in as well, which is starting back up today, as you heard in Joe's update. Yes, Joe, I did listen to your update. Darlington is the raceway of choice today in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR doesn't need fans to enjoy watching it. Sure, there's the infield and there's people who are crazy and it's fun and it's an atmosphere thing. But in terms of watching the sport, you're not watching for the fans. You're watching the cars. And my only question about NASCAR is the pit crews and how safe that's going to be for all the crew chief sitting up there in his little box and, you know, all the assistants and all that kind of stuff, how they're going to do that. But in terms of the racing, it's guys in individual cars. You're not near other people. So that's a good one to bring back safely with no fans, because you don't need fans to make that environment better. So we're going to see that today. We're going to see how that looks today. I don't know if the announcers are going to be there or not. I'm assuming they're going to be somewhere else just watching the race. I don't know. But
I'm curious as to how many people actually watch NASCAR. Like, well, I don't know.
Well, their numbers are struggling.
I'm just in general, like, you know, before
I used to watch
pandemic,
it all the time.
Yeah, what were the, do you ever remember, like, the numbers? Were they good, like, in comparison to, like,
in attendance or like viewership?
Yeah,
numbers.
Like viewership, like just around
the
country.
Oh, no, they're terrible.
You know, and
I mean, NASCAR is a viewed sport basically because of like one region in the country, and that's the Southeast. The numbers were really plummeting, and they were trying so many things to get viewers to come back.
So have you ever been to a NASCAR event?
No.
Joe?
No, that's a negative.
So
I've been to a race, but not a NASCAR race.
It's weird to be the only guy who happens to be the black guy here that's been to the NASCAR.
Yeah, you're the
event.
One who's actually gone to a NASCAR.
Hey man,
event.
Let me tell you this. NASCAR goes.
They're fun.
Like,
yeah.
It's a fun event, but you know why it's fun? The fans make that fun. Like, this is the NASCAR is the one sport that, man, the tailgate and everything is better than the everybody's turning left. So the tailgate and the fun, the games and everything,
hey,
and the
twice a year they turn right too.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Twice a year they turn right. But for the rest
at
of it.
At Sedona and Watkins Glen.
But for the rest of it, everybody's making left-hand turns the whole time. It's fun to be entertained by left-hand turns when the beers are $4. It's so much easier for people to do that. Pardon.
Are you okay?
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm dying. No, so I think it's...
That was a big Sook midpoint, like, vomit right there.
Man, oh, my gosh. Like, I feel like you and Sook right now. Jeez Louise. But no, it was one of them things, man. Like... I don't know if that would be fun watching on TV. Now, again, you talk about the small pocket of fans in the South that obviously love the sport, but I feel like it's the pageantry around it more than the actual sport.
Well, but that's for going to the event.
But I'm saying like,
but watching it, you don't pay attention to that.
And that's why I'm asking, like, who actually is watching? Like, I mean, are people really watching NASCAR at home?
I mean,
like,
yes.
I don't know. Like, I don't even want to pretend to know. Like, I know
I don't know the numbers, but people are watching the sport, yes.
Okay.
I was one of them.
Okay.
I used to watch it all the time. I've stopped watching it the last few years, basically, because I just didn't know any of the drivers anymore. I was a Jeff Gordon fan, and then he retired, and then I just didn't find the new driver that I liked, so I just kind of stopped watching it. But people watch the sport, but that is one that will be fine. That'll feel very normal without fans. But we'll get to see, you know, throw on Fox today at 12:30 and take a gander to see how the race looks, because I'm assuming it'll feel pretty similar to any other race that you've watched. Even if you've just casually had it on the TV or been somewhere where it's been on and you've looked up, it'll look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we did get this text. In soccer, I love when the crowd builds as a team goes on the run in hopes of a goal. I bet that is weird not to hear. That is very strange. That is the one weird thing that's going to be very not normal about all of this is a lot of my personal enjoyment with watching sports often will come from the fan reactions. And it's not like a major thing. It's not a major role in why I enjoy the sport. But I'll go through these moments when my team does something well. I will always use the Yankees as an example for this because they're my favorite team and my favorite sport. And this is what when I do this most frequently. If there is a really exciting game.
Okay.
Last year, for example, there was a game, and now this is in Minnesota, but there was a game between the Yankees and the Twins where it was like 12-10 final score, and Aaron Hicks made an unbelievable catch to win the game in center field. If he didn't make it, the Twins would have won the game. I watched the highlight of that catch, I want to say about 50 times the next 2 days. I just get into this cycle of like being so excited about my team that I want to see the highlight over and over again. But my favorite part of watching those highlights is not the play, it's the fan reactions. Because the fan reaction gives me the chills again, which is what I had when I watched the game the first time. So for me, that's a big part of watching sports is kind of like, it's not the I feel like I'm there. It's the I feel like I'm having a shared experience with people who also like this team.
And I think
and that will be gone because you're not getting the actual visceral reaction from those who were at the event.
And I think that's why there's the hesitation is because even when you're watching at home, you feel like, especially if that's a, you're a fan of that team, you know what I'm saying? Aaron Judge hits a home run, you know, you're cheering here from Portland. Yes, man, because that's a part of my team. You get the chance to be a part of that with the rest of the crowd. Damian Lillard hits the game winner, you know, to win the playoff series. Like, can you imagine there's no crowd there? You know, how kind of anticlimactic that is, even though we're still celebrating and everything like that. It's kind of like, man, all right. The part of the, you know, of the excitement was the fact the crowd did go so crazy. You know what I'm saying? After the shot goes in and then you're going crazy along with them. Taking that part away, I think it's going to make things different. It's going to make things weird. And I'll be honest, it's going to make things a little dry at points. Beer and alcohol might be necessary for sports at this point, just to make sure people can keep.
You mean it wasn't before?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't think so. I've gone to plenty of Blazer games and not had a beer. Like, didn't really need one.
Well, you didn't want to pay $9-$10.
Well, that too. But, you know, it was just kind of one of those things. But not necessary, you know. But I think now with no fans, with no crowd participation, no kiss cam, no, you know, oh, come on, Blazers, who's got the best moves? And you see everybody dancing and every like, all those things are kind of gone, you know, at this point. So, yeah, I think it's going to make things a little awkward as we move forward.
This does lead us into our next segment pretty well because us locally here in Oregon are beginning the reopening process. Not those of us who live in the three metro counties, but most of the state has begun its reopening process. We are in phase one. And we also continue to get news about treatments and work on antibody treatments. And if you have those readily available, then you don't really need to social distance because if you get sick, you'll just get treated for it and it'll be fine. So we're getting positive news about moving forward out of this pandemic. And I just wanted to talk about how we're doing it in Oregon so far because there's been great news. It feels good that most of the state feels like it's being able to reopen so far.
Bravo to you, Portland and Oregon, just because you guys are doing it. We're doing it right. You know, we're still seeing some knuckleheads out there that are doing it weird, but we're making sure we can make progress to get the stuff, you know, back to normal.
So also yesterday, second day in a row with no deaths.
That's good.
Still new cases, about 60 per day, which I think has been pretty flat for us here, but that's a manageable number. So we'll get to that and talk about Oregon's reopening next. This is sort of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Weekend sports with a difference. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan.
9:45 Sunday morning, Mike Rashad Joe with you till 11 o'clock. If you missed any of the show, you can find it on the Les Schwab Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com, radio.com, app. They'll be posted after this show. But reopening Oregon has begun. On Friday of this past week, the majority of the counties in the state had applied to begin phase one of reopening, and the majority of the counties in the state were approved to reopen. Washington, Multnomah, and Clackamas did not apply. They are waiting until the numbers are better here, and, you know, being the three most populated counties, it makes sense that it's going to be take a little bit longer. But from what I've been reading, they're eyeing early June, which is just a couple of weeks away, so we might be getting out of the nothing being available doldrums soon here. But Only two counties got rejected. That would be Marion and Polk County. And then every other one is able to start reopening. That includes sit-down restaurants with strict restrictions. You know, you have to be 6 feet apart with walkways and tables. You probably shouldn't be getting up from your table too much, or if you are, wear a mask. All the servers are going to be wearing gloves and masks, et cetera. Salons are going to be reopening. Gyms are going to be reopening. So in phase one, obviously with restrictions. So it feels like there's some positives here. And, you know, I've talked to some people who don't really view it that way. Some people are looking at it more of we're doing it too soon and there's going to be another spike. And, you know, this is not a positive. This is a bit of a panic move of we're so sick of not being able to do anything that we're just opening early. But I don't know if I view it that way. I view it in a way that is as positive as can be, that Oregon has done an incredibly good job compared to the rest of the country. We're one of the best states in terms of how the cases have been coming in. Now, I know some of that could just be because not everyone's getting tested. We didn't have a lot of tests in the beginning, and I understand that. But generally, it feels like we've been doing pretty well, especially compared to our siblings to the north and south of us, especially California got hit very hard, and Washington very early got hit hard. It's positive news to me that we're kind of slowly kind of dipping our toe in the water and seeing how this goes, because they're using science to back it up. They have numbers and they have available hospital beds and they have this and that, that they're saying we can do this now. We can deal with this now. We will not get a New York City situation. And I think one key, the way that I'm looking at it, is very simple. This is not about the virus going away. It's not like we're reopening because it's not going to keep happening. We're reopening because we're not going to be overwhelmed by it. And I think that's the key. Obviously, people who are at risk still need to be careful, extra cautious. Frankly, all people still need to be extra cautious, but I'm just saying them in particular, especially once we start loosening restrictions. And it just feels good that there's some positivity. And I don't think it's positivity because we need fake positivity. I think it's positivity because we're doing pretty well as a state. So selfishly, go Oregon.
There you go.
And I'm hopeful that in a couple of weeks we might be able to start, I don't know, getting a haircut. That'd be nice.
Don't cuss like that on the air, man, with words like the HC word, man. We don't say that over here. So I have mixed feelings about it.
Are you less positive than I am?
I'm not less positive. I still think we're in the middle of a pandemic that might continue for a while. And
it will.
I understand because small businesses are suffering. And this is just on a more personal note, a barbershop that I've gone to since I was a kid, a barbershop that's been a staple of northeast Portland for over 30 years, man, because of the pandemic has decided to close down. That's Geneva's Sheer Perfection barbershop. And that's a big shout out to Mr. Paul Knowles and his late wife, Miss Geneva. You know, for me as a black kid in Portland, you know, some of the first black business owners that I ever met were Mr. and Mrs. Knowles. And this COVID has caused, man, they've got to shut down operations. So that really sucks to see, you know, but I just want to make sure that, man, people are still able to be safe out there. And, you know, I don't want to get too caught up in getting back to quote unquote normal life and going back to bars and going back to restaurants and all these things.
Don't tell people from Wisconsin that. Did you see those this week? Oh
my gosh, man. It's like, and here's the cool part. It's like
bars are open and it's like wall to wall people.
And they don't learn. Like, you didn't learn from what happened in South Korea, last week?
I don't think they know that South Korea is a country.
No, well, yeah, you're probably right. But either way, it's like, man, you have to read the news and you have to have heard that everybody shut down everything again just because people are, again, going out sick and infected just because they want to be out of the house. And I totally understand just wanting to be out of the house.
I think we all
want to
be out of the house doing something at this point.
But at the same time, it's like, are you willing to put yourself and your family in possible harm's way right now? And that's just kind of the reality of things. Like,
well, like, I don't know if you're comfortable talking about it, but you had the personal experience just this Friday with that.
Oh, my gosh, man. So my son got sick, and here's the cool part. I thought I was going to come in and do Dirt and Sprague with Luke. Shout out to my guy, Luke Anderson. So I was going to do Dirt and Sprague, and my son came to me and was telling me he didn't feel good. Dad, I don't feel good. And sometimes he does that late at night when he wants to stay up and, you know, lay up under me and watch TV and stuff like that. And so I was like, man, you know, just get some water and, you know, kind of go back to bed. And checked temperatures. It was warm. So, man, give you some children's Tylenol and we'll go from there. And then I heard him panting and just kind of not feeling well. So checked his temperature, a little higher. Went to the doctor, everything like that. I'm thinking it's COVID. I'm calling his mom. I'm freaking out. Like, his mom works for a medical facility. And I'm like, okay, what do we do? Like, what happens? Like, what are we supposed to do? And she's kind of telling me, like, it doesn't sound like it, but we need to go right now and see what it is and everything. And right now, hospitals are crazy. I think I broke my finger a couple weeks ago, and I haven't been able to get it checked out just because they don't really want to see people that don't have COVID, you know, at this point. How about this? People can't even have funerals right now. You know, there are no funerals to be had for people that have passed away from these things because you can't have a gathering of more than, you know, X amount of people. So, finally got them checked out, and it took a while because everybody, the structure of things have changed so much at the hospital. Number one, the emergency room is like the worst place ever. It took a long time for anybody.
It always takes a long time in the emergency room. It's crazy.
It's like, man,
if you are not literally having the massive emergency.
There was literally a dude hemorrhaging from the head with a thing on his head, you know, just kind of soaking up the blood. And I'm like, is somebody going to help this dude? How long is he going to sit here before somebody decides? Does he have to, like, pass out on the floor?
One time that I had to wait in an emergency room, I had gashed my head open and I was bleeding from the head and was holding something on there. It took like an hour. Yeah. They were like, yeah, you'll be fine.
So, I mean, and mind you, I couldn't imagine what these medical workers and people in the medical field are going through right now. Man, my hat's off to you and all the work that you've been doing. But the stuff at the emergency room, that was well before COVID ever started, you know. But either way, he's fine now. But again, he had the flu, got some Tamiflu and everything like that. But he's fine now, but still a very scary moment. And just in that one scary moment, it was like, yeah, I don't want to be in a situation where I get sick. Or I don't want to be in a situation where, because I don't know everybody. Like, I mean, I know you and I know Joe, but I don't really know everybody. So it's just kind of one of those things, man. It was scary, you know. Now just regular stuff like getting sick, getting the flu, getting the, man, everybody is so freaked out by it because it could.
Yeah, how many times have you thought you've had COVID-19? Because to me, it's been like,
anytime I start sneezing.
It's not a serious thing, but it's like, oh, my head feels a little bit warm. I've got it. Check your temperature, 98.6. Oh, I'm normal. I don't know why my head feels warm, but I don't have a temperature. It's like the amount of times I've done that to myself, and it's just like, really, Mike? You don't have the coronavirus. You're fine. But you're like freaked out about it. I imagine everyone's kind of done that. We can bond over all of our fake COVID outbreaks that we've thought we've had. But I don't know. I mean, yes, we need to stay safe. We need to continue to protect people who need the protecting. But on the business side of things, like you talked about with the Northeast Staple Salon, I mean, we cannot stay closed for an extended period of time without doing permanent damage to the economy. So there is a balance that has to be found. I don't know where it is exactly. I'm not scientist. I'm not doctor. I am, you know, just regular old radio guy. So I just know that there has to be a balance because both sides are bad.
Yes. Yes,
and,
they are.
And, you know, you don't want to just have your economy crumble and you don't want to kill everybody to not have the economy crumble. So that's why I'm feeling positive about what Oregon is doing, because it feels like a middle ground, right? Phase one, not everything is opening yet. There are restrictions to it, but you can start bringing people back, you know, doing things safely. Not everyone's doing it, by the way. So, like, for me, big brewery fan, I went on Instagram and I checked all the breweries that were in the counties that had reopened, right? Freem came out and said, we know the Hood River's open. We're not open. We're not opening yet. But some places in Bend are open. They're like, yep, we're good to go. Or some are waiting a couple more weeks to see how it goes. Everyone is free to make their own decision. It's just allowing them to reopen if they have the ability to do so.
Yeah.
If you think about restaurants in this town, a lot of them are small. I can't imagine them being able to safely do the six foot walkway by table rule and fit more than like three tables in their restaurant. Some places have huge spaces, but others don't. So, and a lot of them don't, because we're in a town of kind of small hole in the wall restaurants. So I think a lot of places, even when we're allowed to reopen, are still probably going to stick with the takeout and delivery only, just because it's going to be really hard to follow those guidelines.
No, yeah, and that's really the takeout and delivery might be, you know, where it's at. You know what I mean? Just I've still been able to eat at some of my favorite restaurants just getting takeout, you know, all the time. And I'm not sure if that's helped them at all, but I know they're still open at this point. So I'm not sure why other small businesses, other small restaurants at least, didn't decide to, you know, continue to do business like that. But, you know, I'm just we hope we get through this, and we hope, you know, not too many businesses lose money, and we are more than that, actually go ahead and lose their business. So we hope this thing can be over. I just want to make sure, you know, people are still being safe and treat this as if we're still kind of going through it, as opposed to, oh man, it's over, we're out here kicking it now. And that's what we don't want. The minute they opened the state parks, my neighbors, like, they pulled up in they were like seven deep in cars, and they all went fishing. Like, seriously, like they all pulled up at the same time to their house, and each of them got out with poles and, like, you know, coolers full of fish and everything like that, which is cool because you want people to, you know, try to get back to some type of fun or some type of normal life. But at the same time, it's like, man, all y'all were together and caught them. Okay, well, do your thing. So it's just little small stuff like that, like hoping not too many people kind of take advantage of the fact that, man, yeah, we can be back out here. Hopefully some people are still trying to play it cool.
All right, coming up next hour, we have Hate It or Love It at 10:30. We've got some guidelines that MLB has put out for them restarting their season and The Last Dance. That's all still to come. Text the Fan text line 55305, and we will be back soon here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.